But I'm going to start it off with the risky business. Not that insurance is risky, but we do handle a lot of risks in insurance. I'm Leah Gillum. I'm the Associate Commissioner for our Enforcement Section, or the Administrative Litigation Arm at TDI. But I'm going to talk to you about what is insurance. I would hazard a guess that every single person listening or watching this owns some insurance product, and most of us own multiple ones. But have you as a lawyer ever really thought about what is insurance? Webster's gives you this really kind of complex definition that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I know these ladies up here and a lot of you out there have probably taken a look at the, you know, 5-inch thick insurance code. I've yet to find a definition of insurance in there. The business of insurance and what constitutes that is well laid out in Chapter 101, but the insurance code doesn't provide an actual definition. And in fact, that's the case at TDI and in Texas and in most states. Case law defines what is meant by the concept of insurance. And that is a whole separate CLE that we won't go into today. But as a practice tip for those of you that have clients that may come before us or may come to you with an innovative new product that's not insurance, that should set your alarm bells off. Because it could be insurance. It could be a warranty. It could be a service contract. It may be regulated by TDI, TREC, TDLR, nobody, the feds. Put your thinking cap on, do some research, and be careful with innovation. So let's look at insurance and history. Insurance has been around as long as people. The insurance of the first type came along with the Phoenicians, who used to actually spread their risk, spread their cargo amongst multiple ships to insure against the risk of loss.